There are about 120,000 non-citizen inmates in state, local, and federal prisons in the United States. Many are simply waiting for deportation. Others are there for felonies that include murder, rape, robbery, and drug smuggling. However, the numbers can be misleading if they are not placed into context. According to Alan Back, who oversees correction statistics at the Justice Department.
About 20% of all federal inmates are not from the United States. That translates into about 35,000 inmates in the federal system. About half of them there for immigration violations, the other half for criminal violations, and typically drug offenses.
Back says the available figures do not differentiate between legal and illegal immigrants, and they do not compare rates of incarceration with the general population.
Well, I think it's important to understand that the immigrant population is not a growing population in the criminal justice system, that is, in the criminal justice system. And so the growth in our nation's prisons and jails is not largely attributed to growth in the immigrant population, the non-citizen populations.
The Migration Policy Institute in Washington has completed a study about immigrants and the justice system. Mm-hmm. Based on a microsample from the 2000 National Census. Kathleen Newland is the director.
Contrary to a lot of erroneous public perception, immigrants actually have the lowest rate of incarceration for criminal offenses of any population group in the country.
Newland says about 3.5% of the U.S. population is incarcerated at any given time. As a group, African Americans have the highest incarceration rate, while among immigrants, the population is about 1.3%, considerably lower than any other group. Kathleen Newland says those most likely to be incarcerated are males with low education, usually high school dropouts. But that pattern does not hold for the immigrant population.
Indeed, some of the lowest educated immigrant groups on average, like Mexicans, Guatemalans, Salvadorans, have an incarceration rate of about a half of 1%. So they're lower even than the general immigrant population.
However, Newland notes that this changes with the children of immigrants.
While the foreign-born have very low rates of incarceration compared to U.S.-born people, the rate rises the longer someone has been in the United States. And for the second generation, that is the children of immigrants, the rates of incarceration multiply compared to their parents, the first generation immigrant, in some cases by 5, 6, 7, 8 times.
Some anti-immigration groups insist that many immigrants already have criminal records when they come to the United States.
We know very little about that in statistical terms, and if it's true, then there's a remarkable amount of reform among those who immigrate after they have committed crimes in their home country, because we see these very, very low rates of incarceration.
Experts estimate that about 12 million people are in the United States illegally. Immigration violations are part of civil law, not criminal law. Illegal immigrants may be detained prior to being deported, but that is not a criminal offense. Currently, a bill passed by the U.S. House of Representatives would criminalize illegal immigrants. If approved by the U.S. Senate, the measure would turn those 12 million illegal immigrants into felons. Melinda Smith, VOA News.